While living in Philly, I worked at the home insurance company right across the street from Independence Hall. I rode a small bus from our apartment down to Broad and Erie Avenue. Then I rode the subway down to about 6th and Market, and from there I walked to work. I was on the 5th floor of the Public Ledger building, which was right next door to the Curtis Publishing Company. I could look out my window and see the Saturday Evening Post running off on the presses right across from us. At lunchtime, I would go over to the Independence Mall Square and eat and enjoy looking at the hall. At that time, the Bell was still inside, but now they have taken it to a mall in front. I could buy a hot pretzel with mustard and make lunch out of it. They were so big. I had good friends there and only worked about 6 months when I had to leave as I was pregnant with Mike. That summer, we drove to the Pocono Mountains in upstate Pennsylvania for a week. Son Mike. By this time, we had moved to a second-story apartment close to Temple University Hospital off Broad Street. We were living there when Mike was born on September 17, 1952. We had five different nationality doctors who helped me through that delivery. A Dr. Ho delivered Mike. A black doctor stayed with me through all my labor, and I have never forgotten that. We had a Jewish doctor, a German doctor, and an Italian doctor, so I was introduced to a whole new world away from Bend. Mary Jane came and took care of Tommy, and I remember that Aunt Sadie came to see us at the hospital and brought Mike a whole new outfit to wear home. Tom's father, Tom McNella Sr., died in October. He got to see two of his grandchildren, and I had always hoped he would be able to come to visit us in the West. I have always told people that my experience in Philadelphia was wonderful. I was terribly homesick, but I felt so privileged to have seen so many historic places that I might have missed. I loved the restaurants there. I found the Jewish delicatessens and the wonderful German bakeries, also the fabulous candies made there, and the cheesecake in Philly was to die for. It was so good. I was also introduced to scrapple, a Philly special meat that could be used for breakfast, lunch, or supper. It was inexpensive, and I liked it.